Today, President Obama meets with the 42 African-American lawmakers who comprise the Congressional Black Caucus, established 40 years ago. Does the caucus have more legislative muscle now that the nation has its first African-American president? Congresswoman and Congressional Black Caucus Chair Barbara Lee has some ideas about that. Good morning, Congresswoman Lee.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Well, what are some of the main issues that you'd like to discuss with President Obama today?
Well, of course, the economy is on everyone's radar. Millions of people are suffering. The foreclosure crisis has wreaked havoc in the lives of millions of our constituents and millions of people who actually live in Republican districts. And so, you know, I was really proud of the fact that the president has attempted and will continue to work in a bipartisan way on all of these challenges that face our country. So we will be talking about many of these issues. We will be talking about a broad agenda that supports his efforts. Of course, we're the legislative branch, and we have to make sure that our legislation and our budget priorities, you know, are consistent with the White House. And as the conscience of the Congress, which the Congressional Black Caucus has been known for many years, it's our job to actually communicate, of course, the voice of the voiceless, and to make sure that those who have been shut out and have had no participation in our government, that we will continue to ensure that there's equality for all, and that what we call these moral gaps begin to get closed.
Now, you know, President Obama has a lot on the table, the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression. He's dealing with wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Is the president going to have the time, the political capital, to get on to some of these other key issues in the days ahead?
When you listen to his address the other night, I think he laid out a very clear roadmap. He talked about energy, health, education. He talked about addressing the military budget, the Cold War era weapon systems, the no-bid contracts in Iraq. And so I believe that this president, given who he is and his commitment to change, he's smart, he's steady, he works hard, he's put brilliant people around him. I think he's going to accomplish everything he says he's going to accomplish.
Now, one of the things that the caucus has really been focused on over the years has been urban issues. Where do you see the president going forward on that? And again, is he going to be able to really do anything with these financial restrictions and all these other large problems?
Well, I believe he has established an Office of Urban Affairs, and when you look at the issues he talked about the other night, health care, energy, education, these are all urban issues. He comes as a former community organizer. He knows urban issues, and so when you look at the fact that millions of jobs have been lost in urban areas, when you look at the economic recovery package, the workforce training, the funding for jobs for young people, the Green Job Initiative, when you look at the infrastructure initiatives, I believe that the economic recovery package reflects what urban communities desperately need, and that's jobs and a safety net and a government that's responsive to the needs during this of people during this downturn, recognizing that this has to be a public-private partnership and that there's personal responsibility in all of this. I think he has laid out a very clear role for government and for urban areas.
Now, President Obama, first African-American president, has his election changed the role or the relevance of the Congressional Black Caucus?
In no way has his election changed the relevance and role of the Congressional Black Caucus. This is our 40th year. And the mission of the Congressional Black Caucus historically has been to be an advocate for the African-American community and other communities of color and other communities to ensure that there's justice in our government and there's some parity and equality. And until that unfinished business of America is completed, there will always be a role. And now it's even more important. We have four committee chairs, 15 subcommittee chairs. The Congressional Black Caucus members bring a perspective that I know the president understands and recognizes. And in working with members of the Congressional Black Caucus, I mean, the entire Congress understands that our issues are American issues and will make our country all the better for our role and our participation.
Really quickly, you're going to talk about Senator Burris at today's meeting?
We're still working on the agenda. The agenda for the meeting's mutual agenda around issues, around policies, around agenda, and around how we can support the president and what the priorities are of the Congressional Black Caucus.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Congresswoman and Congressional Black Caucus Chair Barbara Lee. Let's check in right now with Femi Oke. How's it going, Femi?
Hello. I'm not doing too badly. Thanks for asking, Jerome. The time is 22 minutes to the top of the hour.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.